We've come along in this country hearing more about the goal of business being that of making money than anything else. But current election campaigns in Britain and the United States are pushing another question to the fore. It is whether firms have a moral and corporate duty to society. It is being called responsible capitalism. According to the BBC Simon Jack, capitalism in its current form in the US and other Western societies has generally been run on the idea that the shareholder is king. But he says something is changing in that regard.
In the US, you have the likes of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren talking about ways of taxing wealth, not just income. And in the UK, you have Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell on the left here talking about mass nationalizations, windfall taxes on some industries. And that has rattled business.
Stephen Badger is the chairman of Mars, a company that makes from chocolates to cat food. It is also one of those companies grappling with the tension between profit and what is being called purpose, that is, the wider responsibility to the society.
Capitalism is not working for a number of people, and we have to face into that. And if you don't already have purpose at the heart of how you're operating, then it is surely the time to rethink that.
I'm going to put this quite bluntly, if you'll forgive me. Mars is changing after 100 years because the smartest kids don't want to work for a company that makes Skittles and cat food. And the consumers are much more sensitive to your societal impact. So for both of those reasons, you're being dragged to this point rather than it being in your natural DNA.
I wouldn't say that we're being dragged to it. I think that we're actively facing into it. And again, I would speak to the fact that we are actively doing so as well for a third reason that you didn't mention, which is the magnitude of these issues facing our business and its sustainability and our ability to stay in business for another 100 years is directly threatened by what's transpiring environmentally, socially, and otherwise. And we also recognize that we can't do it alone. And so we're really stating what our ambitions and our goals are in order to generate and find those who want to collaborate, because we certainly cannot do it ourselves. We are prepared to spend real money to address these issues, incremental change on the issues facing society and facing the planet is simply not enough. I mean, it's very clear that we've probably got about 10 years to get some of these issues right. And so it is going to take real dollars.
And Chief Executive of Unilever, Alan Jope, is blunt about why they are concerned about climate change and other environmental issues. He says his customers are calling for it.
So I think more and more parts of the overall business community realize that the world's got some big problems. I think the two overarching ones are social inequality and environmental damage, specifically climate change. And those are massive threats to business. So I like to think that, yes, business has realized that we collectively can't sit around and wait for others to take action, but rather the business community needs to take action to address some of these big challenges that the world's facing. And business can be a powerful force for good.
He adds,
the environmental, social, and governance aspects of how we run the business have gone from something that a subset of our investor base were interested in to something that the majority of our investor base are interested in. And so the exhortation I get from the owners of Unilever is run this business for the long term, and part of that is making sure that your environmental and social impact is a positive one.
If you don't get this right, I just wonder what the stakes are for companies.
I think the stakes are really high. And the reason why I say that is, you're right, Unilever is held up as a little bit of a role model on doing business in a purposeful or socially and environmentally conscious way. And to that extent, I feel a responsibility to prove that doing business the right way is better business for all stakeholders. I just think that capitalism has to move on and be much more mindful of the impact that it has on society and the planet. There are so many externalities, like, for example, the carbon footprint of businesses that are currently not priced in, and over time the consumer will demand that those types of factors are priced into business.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Aim for 10% of your income. But if this is not possible immediately, start at a manageable figure and work your way to the ideal. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.